This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. This show is an encore edition of an episode we originally aired back in March of 2022. Coming up, we'll listen back to an exclusive acoustic session recorded live at WFYI from the artist Pig, formerly known as Sir Deja Du. Charlene has our weekly top five from local DJ and radio personality DJ Gabby Love, and we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. If you've listened to Small Studio Signal Boost around Halloween time, there's a good chance you've heard us play music by Sir Deja Doug. Back in 2014, he released the Monster Mash reminiscent album Love Coffin to loads of local praise and success. Doug has since started making music under the moniker Pig. He's since moved away from Indiana, but came back in town to play a show at Healer and was kind enough to come into the station for not just an interview, but also to play a few songs. Let's check one of those out now. This is Pig, recorded live at WFYI.
All right, we're rolling.
We are rolling.
Swaying in the breeze in a wilderness park, doing as she pleases. A contented witch with her hand to her heart, swaying in the breeze in a wilderness park, doing as she pleases. And to kiss her like an old goat grazing on some spearmint, I get that feeling again, I get that feeling again. She's in her power, secure strong, drawing her boundaries, her right and her wrong, and to kiss her like an old goat grazing on a garlic sprout, it'll make you jump and shout, it'll make you jump and shout, it'll make you jump and shout. A contented witch with her hand to her heart, swaying in the breeze in a wilderness park, doing as she pleases. Thank you. mist, the silhouette of a drifter clutching his guitar saunters across the 101. Bare feet on the beach, out of sight, out of reach. I feel the sea breeze in my hair. I walk alone, I don't care. I walk alone. I walk alone. I walk alone. I walk alone. Strangers approach the drifter and say, "How beautiful is your face?" While his teeth, clenched from the pain of a long day's hike, crumble like boulders into the sea. All I want is to hear those waves, smoke a J and drone all day, disappear into the sun, and welcome back universal love. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Where the sea tickles the dead beach, it seems otherworldly, a strange terrain of a planet populated only by rich people and their dogs. The drifter stinks of poverty, they say, but look at him, golden light pouring from his head as he slips into a meditation. Write your name into the sand, daily bread from the mother's hand, cast in lots to find our way. All I want is to hear those waves. All I want is to hear those waves.
That was a song from Pig, recorded live at WFYI for Small Studio Signal Boost. Between songs, we chatted about his new project and his West Coast journey. Let's check it out.
So you're touring on foot as Pig?
Yes, it's more of a hike and a performance than a tour, because I don't have any spots booked exactly. I'm really kind of going with what my body wants to do. It's a long hike, and there are spots where it's 3 days that you have to carry all of your own food and water and everything. I hike, you know, along the beach until I can't because of a cliff or you know, a harbor or an oil refinery, and then I just hop on the bridge and I hike along Highway 1 until I get to another beach. It's a really simple way of life. You know, you wake up and you walk north. And other than that, you can, for me, I just think, reflect on myself, and sometimes I write, play guitar.
How far do you intend to go?
All the way to Canada, yeah, from Mexico to the border with Canada. Sometimes I think about trying to go further north, but it's more difficult, the Canadian wilderness.
Have you been writing along the way, or are these songs that have been stewing before this journey started?
At the beginning of the journey, I was still writing and being very creative, and the songs kind of came in a flash a couple of weeks during the isolation period, and then I kind of refined them, and it was just one kind of like, here's a new way of looking at the world, before eventually it got boring. But what I found is that at the beginning of the hike, I was full of creative energy, and as I continue along the hike, I'm just emptying out almost everything, and I'm finding such peace that there's not much need to create, although I do enjoy chanting and droning on the guitar. But I guess that is creative. It's just, it becomes sound. What I was determined to do on this record was to go just as easy as possible. What will come out of me when I just let it rip, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I decided stylistically to tune my guitar a certain way, where those bottom strings are really only useful for drone, and I treat them more as percussive almost entirely. And then I do modal stuff on the top two strings, and I kind of then sing to that. I'd set the guitar behind me for a while, and focused on synthesizers and lots of other things, but I'm coming back into guitar music, partially because of the acoustic resonance with the universe and that you're able to tune into the stuff that's around you. I don't ever use any standard tuning or anything that has a quartz crystal in it. It all vibrates at 440. So I tune to the sound of the waves and to the birds around me. And if I'm under a bridge or something, I tune to the resonance of the bridge, you know. And then I adapt myself to the environment so there aren't any clashing sounds.
So where can people keep up with you and follow your journey and hear some of your things online?
You can follow my journey on Instagram at A Simple Pig. That's A Simple Pig. Information about funding the project is available at the Instagram account. You could also find me on SoundCloud and on Bandcamp.
Let's listen to another song from Pig recorded live at WFYI here on Small Studio Signal Boost.
I'm wearing rags. These are clothes that people gave to me along the way. This song is called Witnessing a Thought. Somebody needs their vengeance, or they will never have peace. You hurt them so badly that they cannot sleep, knowing that you're alive. But no one has harmed me, 'cause how could that be? I don't even know what I am. Am I my body? Am I my senses? But how many senses do I have, and how far does my body extend? A thought, witnessing a thought, witnessing a thought. Am I a feeling? Am I a feeling? He's a wizard on the guitar. You can meet him at the Pantheon bar. Dripping ripples from the lips that echo upon his serpent skin, encircling, encircling in a void. While your face, luminous and golden, shines upon his song on an angel's wing, holy angels sing. We are happy, we are happy, we are happy, playing that ecstatic and sacred guitar music.
Thanks, Pig, for coming in and playing for us. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we listen into DJ Gabby Love's top 5 songs.
DJ Gabby Love is a beloved DJ from Indianapolis with excellent taste and a fun, energetic personality. You can catch her on the radio, at the club, or even playing your favorite brunch spot. I caught up with Gabby so we could talk about and listen to her top five favorite songs.
Hey, it's DJ Gabby Love, and these are my top five favorite songs of all time. So my first song is my absolute favorite song of all time, just because it was like my first favorite song. It's Janet Jackson, Pleasure Principle. And I still really want to reenact this video like some way, shape, or form. My ex-uncle was the comedian Sinbad's clothing designer. Like, randomly, I know, right? Random. So he used to make me like little Janet Jackson outfits, and I would actually perform, like put on a full-on Janet performances, like as a five-year-old. And Rhythm Nation was my first concert when I was six. Yeah, I think I was six, first grade, so... This song definitely has a huge place in my heart. And yeah, I mean, she's just so incredible in this video and like just strong and like, ugh. So I am a huge fan of Queens of the Stone Age. First It Giveth. It's got Dave Grohl on the drums and he's just phenomenal. Like throughout this whole album, just absolutely. I mean, I think it's his best drumming to date. I don't know. I just love this song. I love all of their songs, really. Like, I am that girl at their shows, like, singing the lyrics to every single song. And people just look at me like, what? Like, you love this? I'm like, yes, this is, like, this is the music of my soul. Nine Inch Nails, Terrible Lie. I remember, I think, hearing this like when it first came out. I mean, I was very young and a very odd child too, but something about it, just like the synth and all like the electronic, like that just really like, it was a, obviously the first time I'd heard something like that. And I mean, it just stuck with me. I still just love this song so much. Like, it's just, I love it.
Yeah, Nine Inch Nails fans are Nine Inch Nails fans for life.
Yes, this is true. So it's been life. This is going on for 3 decades now. So. My hatred will go all the more extreme. Can this world really be as sad as it seems? Fourth song is Unfinished Sympathy by Massive Attack. This is another one that holds a very special place in my heart. When I first got to know my now girlfriend, we started talking about music, and come to find out a few of our favorite songs that I'm just like, I'm the only person that loves that song. You know, like when there's just songs, you know, that you're just like, surely nobody else knows this song, you know, like,
yeah,
I know a lot of people know this song. There are a few others that were just like, really like, oh my gosh. And that's like when I knew I loved her. I was just like, this is it. I know I love you. Number five is Chic, I Want Your Love. Just another one that is just so emotional and just beautiful. And I mean, I love disco. So, and I love this song. It's beautiful.
I think of you and I dream of you all of the time. What am I gonna do?
You can listen to me every weekday afternoon on Radio Now 100.9. I'm on from 3 to 7. I do a mix every weekday night starting at 10 called the 10 o'clock turntables. And then on Friday nights, I do Radio Now Remix, which I get 2 hours on the decks rocking it. And then every weekday morning, I do the Rush Mix. Starting at 8 during Tino Cucina Radio, just a quick 10 minute mix to get your day started off right. So, and then of course you can still catch me out in clubs and events all over Indy as well. Instagram at DJ Gabby Love. Same with Twitter, Facebook, DJ Gabby Love as well. My website's djgabbylove.com. You can also get my mixes on mixcloud.com/DJ Gabby Love.
Thank you, Gabby. It's great to talk to you and hear your
you
top five.
Thank you.
Thanks, Charlene, for that top five from DJ Gabby Love. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis. Or listen from anywhere, wfyi.org/listen. Or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a new song by Indianapolis-based musician Kristen Bales. Bales grew up just a short drive from Indy in Dayton, Ohio, with a brief stint in Nashville, and she made her way to Indy a few years ago. This is her first single of the year and her first release since 2017. This is West Coast from Kristen Bales on Small Studio Signal Boost.
No more glimmer from your eye. No more talking late at night. No, I don't even need.
That was Kristen Bales with West Coast. You're tuned to Small Studio Signal Boost here on 90.1 WFYI. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music this week?
Well, if you're an avid WFYI listener, you might know that you can submit your music to us here at the station by going to wfyi.org/local-frequency. And I want to play a song by an artist who did just that. Indiana musician Autry has a brand new album out called Order of Importance. This is a track from that. It's Wish You Well on Small Studio Signal Boost.
This is Small Studio Signal Boost. I'm Charlene, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Adam Gross, and we are listening to new music from Indiana artists. Sirius Black released a very cool, very horror-inspired music video for his song Out of My Body, a song from his album Cinephile. See if you can catch all the film-related Easter eggs in this one. It's Sirius Black with Out of My Body.
Not a scratch on him in a den full of lions. Taking down titans like David and Goliath. Toxic Avenger on a binger with a giant. John Hughes marathon, watch him wear signs. Blind poltergeist eyes locked in the static of a TV screen. Seem fine to inhabit it. How much history hidden under the Vatican? Exorcism of a mirror image in the attic. Then back to the neighborhood, never saw it coming. Cast out of paradise, hit the ground running. Can't tell the difference from the nose and the onion. Break it down, tree, little black paw bunion. Be hit like you got bludgeon.
Okay, we're switching gears. Obscene. Obscene, which is a self-described malicious Midwest death metal band from Indianapolis. Their latest record, called From Dead Horizon to Dead Horizon, is the band's second full-length and released on Blood Harvest Records. I really liked this quote on their Bandcamp page describing the release. From Dead Horizon to Dead Horizon bursts at the seams with world-eating rhythms, barbaric riffs, and pained howls at the moon.
World-eating rhythms. I can't wait.
The howls are pained, though.
Oh, man.
Oh. Obscene don't care about reinventing the wheel. Rather, they opt to keep the faithful wheel turning. This is Obscene with Deathless Demigod here on Small Studio Signal Boost.
And that's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. This has been Small Studio Signal Boost. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just go to wfyi.org/local-frequency. We'll be back next Saturday night with a brand new show. Stay here for Alt Latino and All Songs Considered coming up next. And we are at our last song of the night. What do we have?
This is Dee Strange with Negative Center on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.